this particular ruling by the Court of Appeal. Well, as I earlier said, this ruling is a victory for all democracy-loving Ghanaians and those who hold fidelity to the rule of law, no, to the law. So it's a victory for all Ghanaians. It's not a victory for me alone. And for all those country, and they wanted that protected. And so it's a victory for everyone.
When I spoke with you during one of your interviews here at the court complex, you mentioned that the judge was treating you like a convict who is only going through the motion, and then at the end of the day, you're going to be thrown into jail. Do you regret that statement now that the case has been, taken off by the Court of Appeal?
Not at all. I stand by it because it's a fact. It was very obvious and clear. And the justice that I got with all Ghanaians supporting it, I got it from the Court of Appeal and not from the High Court. The High Court, if you realize, where we sat yesterday and where to sit today, Tuesday, and where to sit Wednesday. So you could see that she's in a hurry to finish this case before the election. So I didn't get my justice to the High Court or to Sewa's justice, yes, Sewa's approach. No, it's from the Appeal Court, where there are men of integrity who look at the evidence as it is. And then they granted me my freedom. I got justice from the Court of Appeal.
Mm. So you were in a hurry to pick your passport here at the High Court. Are you planning to leave the country following all the hearing and all that has gone on? Is that the intention that you have right now?
Oh, not at all, not at all, not at all. I'm going nowhere. If I'm traveling, it's purely to go and get my international business partners and try to see how I can get things back on track.
How has that affected your business in any way?
Oh, down to the ground. No, down to the ground, completely down to the ground. So I have a lot of work to do now.
You know the AG has the prosecution, they could also go to the Supreme Court and also go for review if it goes against them. Is this something you are looking forward to? Are you prepared for that?
More than prepared. I'm always ready. If the Attorney General wants to go to a court or go to the Supreme Court to appeal against the ruling, I'll meet him there. Even if he doesn't win there, he wants to go for review, I'll meet him there. Wherever he wants to go, I'll meet him there. So I don't have an issue at all.